We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 18, Text 46. Diti vows to kill King Indra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ditir uvacha. Dharayishe. Bratam. Brahman. Bruhi. Karyani. Yani. Me. Yani. Seha. Nishitani. Na. Bratam. Prananti. Yani. Uta. Titiru vacha. Dharayishi bratam brahman. Ruhi karyani anime. Yani seha nishitani. Na bratam grinanti yani uta. Titiru vacha. Dharayishi bratam brahman. Ruhi karyani anime. Yani cheha nishitani. Navratam grinanti ani uta. Titiru vacha. Dharayishi bratam brahman. Vikaryani janime. Yani chehani sitani. Navratam grinanti januta. Titiru vacha. Dharayishi vratam brahman. Ruhikasha nijanime. Yani cheha nishitani. Nakutam. Titiru vacha. Dharayishi pratam brahman. Ruhi karyani tanime. Yani cheha nishitani. Navratam granam kinyani uta. Titiru vacha. Dharayishi pratam brahman. Ruhi karyani janime. Yani cheha siddhidani. Navratam garanti anita. Any messages? Titiru uvacha. Dharasye vratam brahman. Ruhi karyani janime. Yani cheha siddhani. Navratam granti anita. Titiru vacha. Vratam brahman. Ruhi karyani anime. Navratam grananti yani uta. Aditi uvacha. Aditi said, Dharayishye, I shall accept Vratam Vow. Brahman. My dear Brahmana. Bruhi. Please state. Karyani. Must be done. Yani. What? May. To me. Yani. What? Cha. And. Iha. Here. Nishitani. Is forbidden. Na. Not. Vratam. The vow. Vinanti. Break. Yani. What? Uta. Also. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace of Bhaicharanada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Did he reply, my dear Brahmana, I must accept your advice and follow the vow. Now let me understand what I have to do, what is forbidden, and what will not break the vow. Please clearly state all this to me. Please repeat. Did he reply, my dear Brahmana, I must accept your advice and follow the vow. Now let me understand what I have to do, what is forbidden, and what will not break the vow. Please clearly state all this to me. Purport. As stated above, a woman is generally inclined to serve her own purposes. Kashyapa Muni proposed to train Diti to fulfill her desires within 1 year. And since she was eager to kill Indra, she immediately agreed, saying, please let me know what the vow is and how I have to follow it. I promise that I shall do the needful and not break the vow. This is another side of woman's psychology. Even though a woman is very fond of fulfilling her own plans, when someone instructs her, especially her husband, she innocently follows, and thus she can be trained for better purposes. By nature, a woman wants to be a follower of a man, and therefore, if the man is good, the woman can be trained for a good purpose. Om Agyanta Midandasya Chananjanan Shalakaya Chakshura Meditantina Tasman Shri Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So here Kashyapa Muni is going to instruct Aditi what she should do to perform this vrata to get a son who will kill Indra. And although Kashyapa is lamenting, you know, how this situation has come about due to my weakness, but he immediately has an answer for the problem. I know what to do about it. I can how to rectify the whole situation. So he was very intelligent. Immediately he understood what to do in the situation. And so he said, you should perform this vrata, this vow. And this vow is a Vaishnava vow. It's a Vaishnava vrata because you're worshipping Lord Vishnu in this vrata. And therefore, any vow that's done for Krishna will come out successful. It will always be successful. May not be immediately, but if Krishna is in the picture, he'll always be successful. So he's telling how to conduct this vow that will be worshipping Krishna and following so many rules and regulations. And then somehow or another Krishna will adjust everything because the vrata was for his satisfaction. So everything will become successful. This is the purpose of life, Krishna satisfaction. Happiness is the goal of life. So that this is Krishna's satisfaction is the goal of life, and our position as the Tathasta Shakti is to expand Krishna's pleasure. So it means we must perform all activities to please Krishna. So this is what this Vrata has done. Everything is being done to please Krishna, and you're sure to get successful result because you're situated constitutionally perfect in your relationship with Krishna as performing activities to bring Krishna pleasure. So everything will come out right because you're situated constitutionally perfectly. Krishna is always perfect anyway. So whatever we do in this relationship of expanding Krishna's pleasure, that will be successful because one is constitutionally situated perfectly. So now he's going to explain. Kashyap's going to explain these different rules. And actually the first rule he's saying is the first thing he tells her, don't harm anyone. In other words, don't kill Indra. She's doing a vrata to kill Indra, the very first vow, don't harm anyone, don't kill Indra. But she's innocently following, but somehow or another he's tricking her here. So, actually the human form of life is meant for self-realization, it's meant for vrata. Even the first created living entity is Lord Brahma in this universe. And everything was in darkness when he appeared. So he wanted to know who he was and what he's supposed to be doing. So then he heard the words, tapa, tapa, perform austerity, take vows to perform austerity. So that was the first being in creation, Lord Brahma. He performed vows to show that, yeah, this is the purpose of the whole human form of life. Of course, the universe has two purposes. One is for enjoyment. So the Vedas give maximum information of how to enjoy, which also includes vratas. You have to do vratas to enjoy, take work. So maximum, the Vedic injunction is how to enjoy the material world, because that's what everybody wants. Nobody come into the material world to go back to Godhead. They came here to enjoy the world, to imitate Krishna. So this is the main reasons. Therefore you get so much more instructions on how to live in the material world and be happy in the material world by performing sacrifice, performing vratas and things like that. Then you get maximum happiness in this world. But simultaneously also, there is the other side, how to get out of the material world, how to go home back to Godhead. There's not so much information there because we didn't come in the material world to do that, to go back to Godhead. We came to be the enjoyers. But anyway, so the Vedas have two purposes. One is so you can enjoy in the material world if you want to stay in the material world, and the other instructions are there, you can get out. So both require vratas anyway. So for devotees, they want to follow Krishna. Krishna's advice is, yeah, I want you to get out. I want you to come back to Godhead. That's what I want. So the devotees, okay, we'll do what Krishna wants. So we perform activities to please Krishna and make these different vratas so that then it makes us easier to go back to Godhead. So so tapa means to bring one closer to Krishna. We perform with different kind of ratas in this world, just like in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, our society is Kon Ki Jai. It's nothing but ratas, actually, isn't it? And we're getting up to come to Mangalarti, it's a vrata. Nobody gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3:30. It's a vrata. But we're doing it. We do it every day. Krishna's noticing. So much benefit is there. And chanting 16 rounds, it's also a vrat. Or more. You have to do that every day as main vow. We have to take that vow. And that is the instruction that everyone gets. So it's such an important vrata, the chanting of japa, specifically. So important. Because the japa, the 16 rounds that the guru gives you, that is specifically for your individual self-realization. You have that holy name and you have to cultivate that. Guru has given you that as a means. In this age of Kali Yuga, Guru gives everybody this instruction, and that's all he gives. In most cases, that's the only instruction. You get other instructions also if you're around Guru and you can ask and things. But for many people, they don't get chance or. But then there's only one instruction they got, and that was to chant Hare Krishna. Because that's our saving grace in Kali Yuga. So when we get initiated into chanting the holy names, then we're following the process, then it all has effect, the vrata has effect. Otherwise we wouldn't be here after so many years. Something is happening. So
that's
why we're always stressing on, you know, how to chant the holy names properly without making any offenses. Because this is specifically for our own individual self-realization, the japa. And when we do that, so therefore we should be very careful, and this is the main instruction. It's the main sadhana, and we know it's the main, it's the yuga dharma for this particular age. So that vrata is most important of all, but besides that, there's so many other vratas we have to do. Ekadasi vrata, Kartik vrata. Oh, some of them are really nice, we love them. Kartik vrata, everybody loves 12 lamps for Dhammadhamma for 1 month. Blissful, they may not like the 4 o'clock vrata, getting up early in the morning, but you do it anyway. It's a vrata. Bhishma Panchakam. They like to follow this vrata. It gives you strength, actually, great spiritual strength. If we follow it, learn how to do these different vratas from the spiritual master. The spiritual master gives you the guidelines of how to follow. So we have this wonderful system of forming different vratas, and it's very part of our lifestyle, isn't it? So yeah, Prabhupada's pointing out that a woman's psychology, that if someone instructs a woman, because they're very innocent, they follow quite easily. So, consideration, actually, we're all feminine. We're all energy of Krishna. Krishna is the Shaktiman. We are the Shakti. We are the energy of Krishna. So considering also, we're also feminine. So we simply accept those instructions from Krishna and the Guru. They are like the father figure. And we accept those instructions innocently. Then we'll get the results. Because the feminine nature wants shelter, wants support. So Krishna is that. So that support is Krishna. So therefore we're learning to take shelter of Krishna. But this is the proper feminine nature, so we practice that. We can practice like that because, of, in essence, we are feminine. So, so Krishna also makes vratas. In the 18th chapter, Krishna tells Arjuna that who always think of me, become my devotee, offer homage unto me, worship me. If you do all these, you'll come to me. I promise you this. Krishna gives a promise. If you do this, I promise you. If you do with devotion, I will accept all these. All these different items. If you think of me, then naturally the senses will follow the mind, because the mind is the king of the senses. So okay, do your activities thinking of me, and the other senses will follow, so you'll be able to do so many things. Become my pujari, worship me, offer incense, lambs, flowers, boga. All these things you can do for me. If you do them with devotion, Krishna says, I will accept it. And and then Krishna promises that that you will come to me, certainly you will come to me. This is my promise, this is my vow, you will attain me. So, then what Krishna says, what will I give you? You give me everything. You do all these things and offer to me, what will I give you? And he says, now I'll give my very self to you, Arjuna. I'll give myself to you, and you alone, no, you exclusively, no one else. Krishna can do that, he can be exclusive for everyone. Yeah, I'll give myself to you exclusively, Arjuna, and you alone. This is my vow, this is my promise. So please have no doubt, so Krishna is giving us vows of our future if we follow the whole process of devotional service. Krishna's vow, making a vow, you know, I promise you'll get the best thing, you'll get me, I'll give myself to you. So, Arjuna comments, in the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's explanation, Arjuna is, when Krishna is promising, he's making this promise, Arjuna, he's making a vow, a promise that he'll come back to him, certainly will come. But Arjuna is saying, you know, how can I believe you, Krishna? Because these people from Mathura, they're always making vows. I promise this, I vow this, with every sentence. So they're always making vows, Krishna. How can I believe you? You're from Mathura also, you're Kshatriya. And Krishna says, yes, okay. If it's the fact that those people from Mathura make vows, then I make a vow, I make a solemn vow, that you are dear to me, Arjuna. But even if those people from Mathura, they sometimes cheat and tell lies, but they don't cheat the ones they love. And I love you, Arjuna. I promise you, you will come to me. You won't get cheated. This is my vow. So, this is Krishna's vow that we will get the greatest thing by following this. Or trying to receive Krishna's vow by our devotional service. So Krishna's promising, have no doubt, I won't be able to tolerate, you're so dear to me, I won't be able to tolerate separation from me. You have to come back to me. I have to take you back. That is my vow. So this is even Krishna's making these great vows. But what a vow, he promises, I'll take you back if you simply follow nicely everything. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Krishna's promise to take us back. If you do any other yoga, it's all my endeavor to get my result, but it's all my endeavor. But in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, I am giving. You don't have to endeavor. I'll give myself to you. You don't have to endeavor. So we get help from our friends. Otherwise, the other different systems of yoga, generally on your own all the time, and it's my prowess, my activities, and my whatever it takes to do what they do. But it's more they're dependent on their own energies. But here, the devotees, they're dependent on Krishna. And why not? He's maintaining the whole universe. He can maintain devotees easily. So we have help in this system. In the process of bhakti, we get help from Krishna. So this Krishna also made another vow that I will not take up weapons on this battle of Kurukshetra. And Bhishma Dev also made a vow when he was that I'll kill Arjuna and the Pandavas. Duryodhana was teasing Bhishma Dev about his fighting. So a Kshatriya, he cannot tolerate being teased about battle, about being battled, and being he accused him of, like, you know, your Pandavas are there and you're affectionate to them because you've known them since you've always been affectionate, and now you're allowing this affection to come out on the battlefield, therefore you're not fighting properly. So he was pinching talk for a Kshatriya, like that you're not fighting on the battlefield, you're not following the rules properly, just you're attached to your Pandavas are like your children. So Bhishma Devi couldn't tolerate that. Okay, tomorrow I'll kill Arjuna and all the Pandavas actually. Otherwise Krishna will have to take up his weapon. But Krishna has already promised, I won't take any weapon. So they're on the battlefield, and then Bhishma Dev, firing arrows like anything. Arjuna is completely overwhelmed. Just one after another arrow, boom, 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 boom. How you can start? Every time he's picking up his bows and arrows, boom, 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 boom. So he must have been doing it in slow motion. Arjuna was fighting in slow motion because every time he was doing something, it was. And Bhishma Dev was just overpowering him, arrow after arrow. Arjuna just couldn't move. He was on the point of being killed. He right on the point. Krishna saw that, but Krishna couldn't tolerate that. So Krishna just jumped off the chariot and ran, Bhishma, like a lion running to an elephant. He picked up something. He didn't even know what it was. He just picked up something on the way, a bit of broken chariot wheel or something like that. Charged towards Bhishma Dev. Like a lion running towards an elephant, kill an elephant. Krishna, death personified, isn't it? Krishna, literally, Krishna, the Supreme Person of Godhead, he is death personified. And he's showing this death personified form rushing towards Bhishma. What did Bhishma do? Oh, here comes my love of the Lord, my most worshipable object. Look, and his dress is all glittering. And Krishna lost his chada. He was so much anxiety to save Arjuna, he lost his chadar. He didn't even notice it. Blown up, Bhishma noticed. He was noticing every detail about his death was coming. His death was, but he was noting these beautiful details. You know, his dress was all shiny, and he's dropped his chadar. He doesn't even know he's dropped it in his anxiety to save his devotee, Arjuna. So Bhishma Dev was seeing this picture. So immediately he put down his weapons. Okay, Krishna, come and kill me. This great dream, he was looking at Bhishma. In fact, he left like that anyway. He had that. He asked Krishna for that benediction. When I leave anyway, you should be looking in my face. So it didn't happen at that time because the sun went down. It was the end of the battle. Just at that time, Krishna was going to kill Bhishma. But there's, okay, the battle finished that. But so here they broke. You see, Krishna broke his vow to keep Bhishma's vow. Bhishma made a vow. He's gonna kill Arjuna. And if Krishna takes up weapons, then I won't kill. So they both had a vow. Krishna promised not to pick up weapon. Bhishma had a vow. I'm going to kill Arjuna if he doesn't. So there was no alternative for Krishna. He saw his friend Arjuna was going to be killed right in front of him. So he forgot everything. He forgot all of his vows. He just rushed towards Bhishma. So Krishna broke his vow. Krishna broke his vow so he could keep Bhishma's vow intact. So this is the greatness of Krishna also. He didn't mind breaking his own vow so that for his devotees can keep their vow. So anyway, people criticized Krishna. He broke his vow, told lies, didn't act according to the rules on the battlefield. Sometimes he was a coward. He even runs away from battle. Krishna says, "I don't mind. You can call me these names. You can call me all these names and." I don't mind, but let me be known for one thing, that I'm Bhaktivatsala. You can say whatever else you like, I don't mind whatever you say. But let it be known that I'm Bhaktivatsala, that I'm affectionate to my devotee. That will always be. Let that be. So this is Krishna's greatness. He will always serve his devotee. He's willing to break his own vow to serve his devotee. His devotees is Krishna's nature. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. Any comment, question? Nanda.
Heard that a lot of devotees that do ratas and devotional service in Mayapur have some compensation for it, and then we get doomsday predictions that the world financial situation will collapse and that there won't be any the banking thing, nothing will work. So how would do you think that Mayapur might go on if everybody's salaries were cut off and they didn't have any? How would everybody keep on doing their devotional service if there wasn't any more money coming in?
Not getting the point.
Hold
the mic like that.
No. So many devotees are compensated with salaries, you know, for doing their vratas, for doing their devotional service. All kinds of service that goes on in Mayapur is being with people on a payroll. But if somehow the world situation of this it made it so that money wasn't coming anymore, how do you think that Mayapur would go on if there wasn't any salaries for everybody had to try to do without that factor in their devotional service?
We did just. We were living in a bhajan kutir, we didn't get any salaries. We had Radha Madhava's Sandesh, we used to buy some sweet from Navadvip because we had no facility. The budget was 75 pies a day. That was the sweet. We used to get these sandesh, 75 pies a piece of sandesh, and we cut it into 6 pieces for 6 offerings throughout the day. There was no money here then, so you were just.
Yeah,
There's no flowers. We offer the portal flower. You know that portal? Sabji? Has a little yellow flower. We'd have to offer that because there's nothing else around. somehow or another they'll adjust. You build a jute stick house, you go back. People come, they build a jute stick house, and then they build a tin house, and then they build a nice... If there's no money, you just go back to living in a jute stick house or something like that. Stipend is good. Stipend is not... We need money for maintenance. Hare Krishna. I never had any money. I had no problem. Yes, Mataji.
I was going to say that Krishna, one of Krishna's opulences is that he has all wealth. So if the devotees are sincerely serving Radha Madhava, then Krishna is not going to stop providing. It just has to be your sincerity there.
I was saying that Krishna's... One of Krishna's opulences is that he has all wealth. So if the devotees are serving sincerely, then Krishna's not going to stop providing. So one shouldn't be too, have a doomsday approach, but continue service with some, you know, joie de vivre, and understand that Krishna will supply if we're using everything for Krishna. Not that we go, one for Krishna, one for me, two for Krishna, two for me, three for Krishna, three for me, and a little bit more. We have to have that desire that we're giving everything to Krishna, then Krishna will provide.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada said that. Bhavananda Prabhu said, Prabhupada, we're sitting here in his rice fields. I'm from America, Sarabhi was from Europe, Holland, Pujari is from England. What do we know about building? And you're asking us to build a city. What do we know about it? We're sitting in the middle of these rice fields. He said, where will the money come from, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, our Bhavananda, he's always anxious. Where will money come from? He said, here you have Radha Madhava. He said, Madhava means the husband of the goddess of fortune. You just serve Madhava nicely, all opulence will come. Radha Madhava Juki.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I'm very appreciate your class. Even my English is not good enough, but I got some nectar from your class. And I have a question about austerity. Sometimes we feel the body austerity is much more easier than the mind austerity. For example, to keep tolerant and self-controlled. Sometimes when Krishna gave us a lot of text, something like yesterday, like when I offer my obeisance in front of Tantra Tattva, there is Indian Mataji just sit on my head, and her feet just step on my finger. So I feel very painful. Even like I didn't say anything, but in my mind, I feel a little afraid of to offer my obeisance in front of the deity. So this morning, when there is a Mangalarti, when the devotee is ready to offer my obeisance, I feel a little afraid, and I find another place. I just look around. There is no people here. So I think if I offer my obeisance, I say, okay, I offer my obeisance. But in my heart, also, I feel a little worried about somebody will step my heart. My painful hand again. So I just feel in my heart, afraid of something. So this is also, I have no faith to the Lord. I cannot believe that Krishna can protect me. So this is the mind of austerity. So my question is that, how should we do to keep our mind austerity properly, step by step? This is my question. Thank you.
Yeah. rather a long question. I didn't get it all. But I think the Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita there are three austerities according to the modes of material nature. And he said, and he mentions austerity of the mind. And he said austerity of the mind means gravity in thought. Gravity in thought. So this is the best way for the... You study Srila Prabhupada's books. Don't just read it and turn the page over. Understand what you're reading. If you don't understand, don't go beyond that point. Because there's so much in Prabhupada's books. So deep. That's gravity in thought. When you're not just reading the book, you're trying to really understand what's being said here. That's gravity in thought. That's the best means for mind control. Okay, thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Gopi Manandi.